The Sefer Beis Elokim, written by the Mabit. The Mabit lived from the years 1505 to 1585. This is an old Sefer. And he has a whole shar, a whole section on tefillah. And he asks a very basic question. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, and Daf Lamed Beis, La'olam yisader adam shvacho shomakum v'achar kach yispalo. Before a person davens, before a person asks Hashem for health and for parnasa and for understanding, etc., they first have to praise Hashem. And that's actually the beginning of our davening. Hakel HaGadol, HaGibor, HaNora. We start praising Hashem before we embark on our personal requests. So he says that if you would take a second to think about this, he says this is ludicrous. He says, Davar bilti hagun. It is impossible to understand such a thing. I mean, think about it, if you want to go ahead and ask someone a favor, right? So, like, what's the biggest favor you could ask someone, right? You know, to be exempt from an in Shabbos, right? Okay. So you go ahead and you start saying, you know, Rabbi, you're such a nice guy, and I like your tie, and I this, and I that. By the way, just before I leave, can I go to Tzfat for Shabbos? Like that. It's ridiculous. You're about to go ahead and ask all these types of stuff, and beforehand you start saying, Hashem, you're this, and you're great, and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So he explains, and this fits into what we've been speaking about a little bit, that's not at all the point of praising Hashem in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The point of praising Hashem in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei is not to like butter up Hashem before you go ahead and launch the request. But rather, it's for us to recognize, oh wow, I'm speaking now to the Gadol, the Gibor, the Nora, the greatest person, the greatest piece of existence in the world. I'm speaking to God. That's who this is, the person that I'm dependent on, the person that I need. Look how everything is based on Hashem. Bala Kochos Kulam. Every power is based on Him, comes from Him. That's who I'm speaking to right now. Oh, and that's why I'm going to go ask Him. It's really for us to recognize the greatness of Hashem, how unique Hashem is, and therefore allow us to go ahead and make our requests. So it's a little bit of a shift in our mindset of what we mean when we're praising Hashem. But throughout Psukei Dezimra and Shacharis and the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we should try to focus as we praise Hashem that it's not so that Hashem could like us better. That's not the point. But the point is for us to internalize who Hashem really is and the vastness and the greatness of Hashem. And that's why we're embarking on going ahead and davening. And we should be zocha, incredible davening, an amazing day.